Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Friday morning. John Walker Lind was released from prison Thursday after serving 17 years out of a 20-year sentence. Fox's Mike Tobin recaps Lind's imprisonment.
The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, a young man from California who left America to fight alongside the Taliban and was discovered in a prison near Mazar-e Sharif, Afghanistan. Lind had been interviewed by CIA Special Operative Mike Spann. Shortly after, Spann was killed in a prison uprising. The family of Spann says Lind knew of the uprising, kept quiet, leaving Spann unaware of the ambush. Lind ultimately took a plea for aiding the Taliban and carrying weapons in Afghanistan. The sentence was 20 years. Federal sentencing guidelines allow release with good behavior after 85% of the sentence is served.
Lind was released with strict probation requirements, such as not being allowed online without permission or traveling freely, for his continued support of extremists while he was in prison.
The Wichita Valley Center floodway, the Big Ditch, is flowing quite a bit deeper than usual thanks to all this week's rain. Jim Hardesty, City of Wichita's interim stormwater division manager, says the Big Ditch is still far from capacity. It's only about 8 feet right now. It's designed to hold about 30 feet.
The floodway is working completely as designed, and everything seems to be looking okay.
City says crews are working around the clock, cleaning inlets, also keeping an eye on the river levees.
And the city of Burton here in South Central Kansas asking that residents restrict their water usage until the end of May.
Restricting water usage will take the pressure off the city's sewer system. The immense amount of rain coming in from storms has caused the sewer system to be near capacity for water flow. Residents of Burton are being asked to limit doing laundry as well as taking showers and baths. Pumping any more water into the sewer system should be discouraged. If you are cleaning up water in your house, please try to dump it outside and not into the system. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A lawsuit alleges a Kansas police cadet was fired after pressing sexual battery charges against her supervisor. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court contends the Kansas City, Kansas cadet delayed reporting the abuse for fear of retaliation and found that fear justified when Police Chief Terry Ziegler fired her for exaggerated cause following the criminal prosecution of the officer she accused of inappropriately touching her.
He terrorized Florida in the mid-80s when he killed 10 women. Now justice has been done.
65-year-old Bobby Joe Long was given a lethal injection on Thursday afternoon at the Florida State Prison. The 65-year-old had been convicted and sentenced to death after an 8-month-long killing spree in 1984, crimes that he confessed to. Most of his 10 victims, all women, were strangled to death. Some had their throats slit, others just bludgeoned to death. Long also put the women's dead bodies in gruesome poses to be found by police. John Saucier, Fox News.
Children's television star Fred Rogers honored in his home state.
Late star of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Fred Rogers had a code to friends 143, which stood for the number of letters in the words, I love you.
Many ways to say 143. It's such
in honor of the Pennsylvania native, the state's governor, Tom Wolf, is declaring May 23rd, 143 Day, calling it the first statewide day of kindness. Residents encouraged to spread the love and to share their kind acts on social media using the hashtag 143 Day in PA. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wichita River Festivals kicks off next week, May 31st to June 8th this year. Wichita Festivals, Inc. President and CEO Mary Beth Jarvis is leaving the job she's held for 7 years. Jarvis tells KNSS News last year's attendance was more than 460,000.
Have you ever assessed the economic impact of the annual festival?
Our data is getting a little long in the tooth, but a few years ago, with the help of Visit Wichita and others, the estimate is basically that in 9 days, we add between $25 and $30 million to the local economy.
Mary Beth Jarvis is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Unfortunately, the stormy weather pattern we have been in is not going anywhere anytime soon and will likely stick around through at least the middle part of next week. Showers and a few thunderstorms on their way out this morning, and more will develop this afternoon and this evening. Today's high 77. Tonight's low 66. Rain and storms late Saturday. Tomorrow 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light rain, 64 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. It's Friday, that secret sound day with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I'm going to play the sound for you again right now and maybe give you a clue. Then if you know the sound or think you know, call us at 7:50 this morning and you could win a five-topping pizza from Papa John's Pizza. Here's the secret sound today. Now, depending on how this machine is being used, this sound could go on for minutes or even hours. Secret sound, Steve and Ted. 750-869-1330. We'll open up the phone line. 737 now. Steve and Ted, and today is Friday, May 24th. Cloudy day with scattered showers across south-central Kansas. Thursday, Wichita's high temperature was 81 degrees, normal high for the date 79. On this date in 1962, severe thunderstorms hit Reno and Harvey counties with a barrage of hail that reached 4 inches in diameter. What is that, Ted? Softball? At least. Both counties also hit by an F3 tornado. The Reno County Twister injured six between Nickerson and Hutchinson, and the Harvey County tornado moved very erratically along a 10-mile track. The Twister destroyed two gas stations, several trailers, then lifted at the southwest edge of Newton. That was on this date in 1962. 4-inch hail and a tornado.
And a tornado.
Tornado as well.
And of course, tomorrow is the anniversary of the Bueller, the
which one?
Udall tornado.
Udall, is Udall tomorrow?
Yeah, Udall's the 25th? Anniversary is tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's that time of year.
Which is, I believe, still the deadliest Kansas tornado ever.
Think so. A woman will stand trial on allegations that she beat her mother and then shaved her head because she thought the older woman was listening to the Pittsburgh Steelers game too loudly on the radio. I hope that doesn't happen when people listen to the Chiefs radio. Our radio.
No, our Chiefs fans are...
They're a little more sane than that. A judge ruled this week that Dolores Amorino was competent to stand trial, but... The judge said Amorino's teenage daughter, who faces similar charges, was not competent and ordered her to continue mental health treatments at a state psychiatric hospital. Authorities have said the two women beat Amorino's mother and shaved her head during August of 2017, attack in their Youngwood, Pennsylvania home. A psychiatrist testified Amorino and her daughter have been diagnosed with a rare psychological disorder in which both suffered from shared delusions. They are in romantic relationships with a current and a former member of the Steelers football team. It's a little wild there. And what the diagnosis would that be? Steeler mania? No, that wouldn't be right. Steeleritis? Something like that.
What's wrong with those two?
All right. We're talking about, of course, this is the Memorial Day weekend. Some people are going on road trips. A lot of people, according to AAA, a lot of people going by car on short trips or even longer trips. I just thinking about that, Ted, and you and I growing up in fairly large families. I had four kids in my family. You had four or five in yours.
You got four?
Four. And my dad liked to take a vacation, and he liked to go someplace. And that meant that there were six of us in the family car.
Yeah. That gets a little crowded.
And if you're going several hundred miles, what do you do? We didn't have video games.
No, nope. Nor did we.
Man, we could read a book, which my three brothers were not readers, but I was. I could get lost in a book, but not them.
I wasn't good at reading in the car.
Yeah, well, they say that's not good for you anyway. But anyway, I was talking about this with my wife the other day. My dad at one point went down to the car auction. The only time I've ever been to a car auction. Uh-huh. This was down in the south part of Wichita, and he bought us a new vacation family truckster. A 1954 Pontiac wagon. The forerunner of the SUV.
Yeah.
And we got everybody in there, but Mom came up with something because it was a wagon. It had that space behind the back seat where there was this big space in there and for the luggage. And she designed a little table that went in there. To fit in there. And you put the luggage under the table. There was a place in there for the two youngest kids, or one of them. They could just lounge back there.
Hang out.
Of course, we didn't wear seat belts or anything, so we could have been flying through the window if anything happened. But that was her remedy. Six people in a car.
The kids weren't buckled up in the back.
Mm-hmm. And you if you went very far, it could get really kind of annoying there.
And yeah, you're in the middle of the summer, too. Might get a little gamey.
A little gamey, yep. And that car did not have air conditioning. I'll add that right now. Yeah. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area. Because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
So many, we've got Bill Roy coming up and a look at real estate in the Wichita market. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. On the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
KPTS Channel 8.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.